Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news in Sampson County. Five people dead after a shooting inside this home here behind me. It's about 10 miles south of Clinton. Coming up, the new information I just learned from a man who discovered their bodies.
At a separate scene in Clinton, police shot and killed a man inside of this home. Just ahead, what new information we're learning from investigators.
And the search is on for the man accused in a mass shooting in Maine that killed at least 15 people.
You see it on the news and you say that's never going to happen here. And then it happens here and it just blows your mind.
What we have learned overnight and the reaction from community members waiting to hear about their loved ones' conditions.
Breaking news on I-40 right now. The left lane of 40 eastbound blocked right around the airport. I'll tell you how much time you need to add to your commute this morning.
And our temperatures this morning are a little warmer, about 5 to 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. I'll show you why temperatures could climb up to record highs this weekend.
And state employees and their families could soon lose access to certain weight loss medications. Why state leaders are recommending the change to coverage. We'll have that story and so much more coming up for you on this very busy news day Thursday. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Great to have you along here. Thanks for making us part of your day. It has been certainly a busy day. Sun's up now, and we get a good look outside. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Blue skies on the way. A nice day on the way.
Yeah, this one's just for you, Jeff, over here at Longleaf Golf and Family Club. It's really cool. There was a nice little patch of fog here, and you can still sort of see it off in the distance here. But that's dissipating quickly. We have mostly sunny skies across most of the viewing area, but there's still some pockets where there's a little bit of fog or some low cloud cover. 53 is our temperature officially at RDU. Spots that we're watching, quarter mile visibility in Fayetteville and Clinton, half a mile in Rocky Mount. So those are some spots where you could run into some patches of fog out there. It's not widespread by any means. Our temperature is mostly in the low 50s this morning, but it is 49 in Goldsboro and Southern Pines and 45 in Roxboro. Temperature is running anywhere from around 5 to almost 10 degrees warmer than this time yesterday, but we don't see as big a jump in the afternoon. Still going to be really warm at 80 degrees. And yes, we are on our way to some record highs during the weekend. But I'm going to show you a big front coming through. Talk about whether or not it might bring some rain for Halloween. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, we are still tracking some big delays on 40 eastbound as you head out of Durham toward the airport this morning. This is a live look at that camera at I-40 at Airport Boulevard. The left lane is blocked right now as they work to get this crash cleared, and the delays begin before you get to 885 on 40 eastbound. From 885 down toward the airport, you're looking at about a 16-minute delay right now. And unfortunately, there are not many good alternate routes to consider if you're heading out of south or the downtown part of Durham back toward the airport in Raleigh. I just took a look at the sensor readings, and we're starting to see some delays building on Glenwood Avenue. That's not a great option. You might be able to get to Aviation Parkway and pick up the airport from there. That may save you a little bit of time, extra time there, but I think the best option for most drivers leaving South Durham heading toward the airport in Raleigh this morning is just to allow that extra 15 to 20 minutes to make that trip on 40 eastbound. Also watching some pretty heavy delays building on the northbound side of 147 heading away from 885 back toward the downtown area, working to learn exactly what's causing that. Tracking a couple of crashes on the north side of Raleigh causing some big problems. Falls of Neuse Road at Morrowcroft Drive with some heavy southbound delays leaving Wake Forest heading toward 540. And coming in from Rollsville, we're seeing a little bit of improvement on Lewisburg Road southbound as they work to get a crash cleared from Perry Creek Road. We're now down to about a 10-minute delay coming in from the Main Street intersection down toward 540. Over on the eastern side of Wake County, watch out for a crash at Smithfield Road at Major Slade Road. That reportedly is a crash with injuries, and I am seeing some delays building out there on Smithfield Road. If you're heading out right now to get in the car to head to work or school, listen to us on the radio. 99.3 FM in Raleigh, 96.5 FM in Durham as our news, weather, and traffic coverage continues there.
All right. Thank you, Brian. We're following three breaking news stories this morning, including that mass shooting in Maine where at least 15 people are confirmed dead. But we also have breaking news locally with two scenes in Sampson County where police have been for hours. We'll begin with Brett Neese in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker with details on an investigation after, Brett, five people were found dead.
Yeah, Michelle, five people found dead after a shooting inside this home behind me. Here within the last few minutes, the coroner's vans have showed up, an ambulance as well. But here's the scene right now as it stands. Take a look. This is a house that is about 10 miles south of Clinton off Garland Highway. There are plenty of sheriff's deputies here with the Sampson County Sheriff's Office. SBI agents are also here on the scene investigating, collecting evidence, and trying to piece this together. So according to the sheriff, around 12:30, a man came to this house who knows the people that live here to check on them, and that's when he discovered the bodies inside this house that were dead inside. And the sheriff says that they're working to find out how this all happened, trying to piece this all together. I actually spoke with that man who then called 911 after he found the people dead inside, and he had shared with me some just awful details about what he went through. He knows at least two of the people that are regularly at this house here off of Garland Highway, and he says that there are a number of people that are in and out of this house a lot here in this area. So at this point, they have kind of, looks like, winded down part of the investigation, the coroner's office here now, and then they will work to identify those five people involved. I'm asking the sheriff, how are they connected? That's the big question out of all of this. How are five different people connected? And who is the person responsible for all of this? A lot of questions remain unanswered at this point. We're going to continue to ask the sheriff's office those and keep you updated. Live in Sampson County, Brittany, WRL News.
We're also following more local breaking news this morning at a separate scene in Clinton. Police have confirmed an officer shot and killed a man there after that man pointed a gun at police. This happened on Dogwood Circle just before 2 o'clock this morning. WRL's Kelsey Coffey walks us through how this all happened.
Officers shot and killed a man inside this home behind me just after 1:45 this morning. We've got video to show you now of police still putting up crime scene tape after 4:30 this morning. Officers arrived at the home to respond to a domestic call. A woman said a man assaulted her and was hiding inside. When police searched the house, they found him hiding in a closet. The man pointed a gun at the officers, and that's when they shot and killed him. We're working to find out who that man is, but we can tell you that no officers were injured. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Sampson County.
And we're learning more overnight about the mass shooting in Maine that left at least 15 people dead and dozens others hurt. Hundreds of law enforcement officials are searching for a man police are calling a person of interest in the massacre. Authorities say that man is 40-year-old Robert Card, a firearms instructor who was recently treated at a mental health facility after making threats to shoot up a military training base. People in several communities are being asked to shelter in place, and schools and municipal buildings are closed across the region as that manhunt continues.
Also, Michelle, we've learned much more about this story overnight. This shooting, authorities say the shooter attacked several locations, including a bowling alley and a bar. The adjusted death toll is between 15 and 20. That's coming from law enforcement sources. NBC News previously had reported 22 people dead, citing a police source. A car police were looking for in connection with the shootings was found in a town about 7 miles away. Officials bust witnesses, including children, to a reunification center for families at a middle school a few miles away from the shooting scenes. This morning, people are waiting to learn the condition of their loved ones who were either at the bar or the bowling alley. Coming up in 10 minutes, we hear from a mom who says she's frustrated about not hearing any information about her son.
700,000 state employees and their families may soon lose coverage of popular weight loss drugs on their health plans. State health plan leaders are meeting this afternoon to vote on whether to cover drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. Staff recommended the change after citing cost concerns. These costs went from $3 million 2 years ago to $14 million this year. More than 20,000 plan members use the drugs. Teachers, state employees, retirees, and their families are all under the health plan. That meeting begins this afternoon at 1:30. And after weeks of not having a leader, the House of Representatives has a new speaker. As you're looking live at Capitol Hill this morning, lawmakers can now get back to business following yesterday's vote. Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana is the first from that state to serve in the role. He won support from all Republicans.
Happening today, a new advocacy center for child abuse prevention and intervention services is opening in Raleigh. Nonprofit organization Safe Child is hosting a ribbon cutting at 10 this morning for its new facility on Kidd Road.
The organization says the new building will help it serve more children and families with education and support programs. Save Child's executive director says the expanded facility will help it better coordinate its efforts.
So we're able to unify both our team.
Welcome back on your Thursday morning. You're looking live over Lewisburg this morning. If you look in the distance, you can see some clouds kind of getting ready for Halloween next weekend, it looks like. You're watching WREL News, available on Spectrum and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here. We were just talking about the difference in temperatures that we're going to feel this weekend into next week.
Yes, looking at record highs on Saturday and Sunday, and then even Monday looks really warm, and then, woo, that temperature is likely to drop just in time for Halloween. We're going to walk through why that is coming up. But beautiful weather right now. Here's a live look at Goldsboro, Apex, Chapel Hill, Fayetteville, all with beautiful blue skies. Chapel Hill, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant. Visibility still looks low in a couple of spots. Fayetteville and Clinton showing up at quarter mile visibility, which is what we would consider fog. But I looked at all of our dozens of cameras out there, and I can't find fog anywhere. The only one that looks a little bit like we have some low clouds is Lewisburg. Other than that, it's looking pretty good out there. So that sunshine will take care of any remaining fog and low cloud cover. This high pressure system has just parked itself right here, and it is keeping all this rain back to our west. But it can only hold it off for so long. Finally, by the time we get to early next week, that front comes sweeping through, bringing cooler temperatures and maybe a little bit of rain. Haunted house planner, though, Saturday, it's going to be really warm. You know, a lot of those haunted houses these days are not like in a house. They're running around in the woods. We're going to see a full moon on Saturday night. It's going to be nice. Temperatures at 6 o'clock. You know, 6 o'clock, it's still daylight out, so nobody's running around in the woods at the haunted house just yet. But by 8 o'clock, 73. At 10 o'clock, 70 degrees. Should be a lot of fun, or really scary. It, you know, I would think it was too scary. I'm not going, that's for sure. We watched that front finally start to get a little closer to us. This is Tuesday morning. We are all dry. And then we take a look at Tuesday at 6 p.m. Still dry. Tuesday at 10.
As you get into your car, tune to WREL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Thursday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. A busy morning commute. Brian Trader is tracking some slowdowns on I-40, Brian.
In the past 10 seconds, some good news out on 40 eastbound. An earlier crash that was blocking the left lane at Airport Boulevard cleared just a couple of seconds ago, and now traffic's flowing freely through there. But we have some big delays we have to work through first. A 17-minute delay coming in from 885 heading eastbound on I-40. So leaving South Durham, heading toward the airport this morning, you need to give yourself plenty of extra time to allow for that. Also, on the east side of Wake Forest, we have a crash reported on Waite Avenue at Averett Road. We are seeing some delays with that crash, reportedly a crash with injuries, Elizabeth.
Lots of sunshine out there right now. Here's a live look at Clinton, and you can see the gorgeous blue skies. This is courtesy of Alfredo's restaurant. We also take a look at Apex. Same story, just on the other side of the viewing area. Lots of sunshine. We're going to see that across the viewing area. We still have some upper 40s in spots, Lewisburg and Tarboro, but otherwise looking at a lot of mid-50s. Fayetteville is 54, as well as South Hill and Rocky Mount. Looking for some exercise this afternoon. It's going to be pretty toasty mid-afternoon at 80 degrees, but the evening temperatures will be in the 70s with clear skies.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Breaking news in Sampson County. Five people were shot and killed at a home on Garland Highway this morning. We are working to find out if authorities have any information on the shooter. And an unrelated scene in Clinton around 2 o'clock this morning. A man was shot and killed by a police officer. Officers say the man pointed a gun at them. And state health plan leaders will vote today on whether to cover popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. Staff have concerns about the cost. More than 20,000 plan members use the drugs. Next on Fox 50, it's warming up today and into the weekend. Elizabeth will tell us when we could see record highs. And next on Today, simple swaps for your daily exercise routine.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WREL News. Coverage you can count on.
We're breaking news this morning. Five people are dead after a shooting at a home in Sampson County. We break down what we have learned overnight.
And the search is on for the man accused of a mass shooting in Maine that killed at least 15 people. What we've learned overnight and the reaction from community members waiting to hear about their loved ones.
Beautiful weather out there. Look at all the sunshine here in Zebulon. We're seeing that across most of the viewing area. Sunshine will help to allow our temperatures to continue to warm up. I'll show you when we can see some record highs.
And expanding resources for child abuse prevention and education. The new facility opening today that will help thousands more families in the Triangle. As a bright spot of our Thursday morning as we get started here on a day when we certainly need it. There's been a lot of heavy news here today. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. We're going to get to your weather forecast first because that's going to be really nice today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a beautiful look over Zebulon. Temperatures nearing 80.
Yeah, we're going to climb up to 80 degrees for highs this afternoon in parts of the viewing area. Sunshine's definitely going to help us out. And a flow starting to come out of the south. We'll have to push those temperatures up for this afternoon. Right now, our temperature 53 degrees. Such a pretty look at their historic town hall there in Zebulon, just looking gorgeous. It's a nice fall day. We're still showing low visibility in a few places. Quarter of a mile in Clinton. It's a mile in Southern Pines and Goldsboro, as well as Roxboro and 2 miles in Fayetteville. So there's still some pockets where you could run into a little bit of fog or low cloud cover. But when I look at the cameras across our area, I'm hard pressed to find anything like that. So it's just a few tiny pockets, and that sunshine will help to break those up. 45 in Roxboro, 53 in Durham, 54 in Fayetteville, 49 in Goldsboro. So it's definitely warmer than it was this time yesterday. Most places we're looking at about 5 to 10 degrees warmer. Hour by hour, we do climb to 80 this afternoon. That's going to put us at about 10 degrees above normal. And over the weekend, right up there at some record highs. I'll show you the front. We'll track it and show you when it will arrive to bring in some cooler temperatures, Brian.
It is 8:32 right now. Elizabeth, want to update you about those delays we've been tracking on 40 eastbound, leaving South Durham, heading out to the airport. An earlier crash around Airport Boulevard cleared in the past few minutes, and traffic's flowing freely right through that area, but we're still dealing with some heavy lingering delays. Coming in from 885 this morning on 40 eastbound, you're looking at a delay of about 13 minutes. With that live update just a second ago, you saw where the number dropped, so we are seeing some improvement. Still, you just need to be patient if you're leaving Durham, heading toward the airport and back toward Raleigh. As we zoom in there, we're picking up some delays on the southbound side of 885 as well. An earlier crash on 147 southbound around Briggs Avenue has cleared, but once you hit that 885 merge, we're going to run into the usual delays. Once you get to I-40, of course, from there you pick up those backups heading back toward Raleigh. Also, on the east side of Wake Forest, we still have that crash reported on Waite Avenue at Averett Road. Still seeing some delays there, not too far from the Wake-Franklin County line.
And this morning, we want to take you to Sampson County right now. The sheriff's office is holding a news conference right there about the five people who were shot and killed at a home there.
Good lighting around your residence. And always consider yourself a potential victim. You know, anytime you're out in public, you should always do that.
So we're live on WREL Fox 50 right now. Can you recap the victims and some of the preliminary information that you just told us?
As I stated, around 12:41 a.m. this morning, we received a 911 call stating that an individual had discovered five bodies in a residence at 10,310 Garland Highway. The caller had spoken to one of the victims around 11 p.m. When they stopped at the residence, they discovered the bodies. We have four males and one female, ranging from mid-30s to the 80s, various racial ethnic background, black, white, and Hispanic. We are trying to identify the family members so that we can do next of kin at this time. We don't have any indication of the connection between the individuals and the residents at this time. We're still trying to establish that as well.
Mm-hmm. And what we were just starting to talk about is just the shock that this is having for this community to wake up to news like this and just talk about it is disturbing to talk about something like this.
It is. Anytime you have a murder in and of itself, it is a shock to the conscience. But when you have five victims in connection down the road, Clinton Police Department has their own investigation to an incident going. You know, people in Sampson County are waking up this morning probably wondering what's going on. This is not normal for our community. It's not normal for any community. And it should shock the conscience. And we hope that somebody out there who knows something will at least call us and get us the information that we need so that we can bring these people person or persons to justice.
And just to be clear, the what's happening in Clinton with that police department, not related to this particular investigation, but can you speak to, you know, where you guys are at right now, the sheriff's office, in trying to figure out a suspect or some sort of connection with these five?
Our investigators, the State Bureau of Investigation, and the forensic medical examiner are on scene trying to establish, piece the facts together of what occurred on the scene. We're doing interviews with nearby residents who may or may not have heard anything. Like I said, it's a fluid investigation. We're getting additional resources to come in because of the magnitude of the individuals involved. So it's going to be a long and thorough process.
Yeah, and nothing about this is obviously normal, and having the FBI join in.
And that is a wealth of information that we have gotten in just a short bit of time there. We've been on this scene in the overnight hours all morning long. Five people killed in that Sampson County location there in Clinton, very near where a separate scene took place. So we've distinguished the fact that those two are not connected. A little bit of the background on some of the people that they found dead inside that house. But also an active search going on for who may have done this. We were hearing from Captain Eric Pope with the Sampson County Sheriff's Office there, a story we continue to follow this morning, Michelle.
All right, thank you, Jeff. And we're following more local breaking news this morning at a separate scene in Clinton. Police confirmed within the last 2 hours that an officer shot and killed a man after that man pointed a gun at police. This happened on Dogwood Circle just before 2 o'clock this morning. WRL's Kelsey Coffey walks us through how this all happened. Officer shot and killed a man inside this home behind me just after 1:45 this morning. We've got video to show you now of police still putting up crime scene tape after 4:30 this morning. Officers arrived at the home to respond to a domestic call. A woman said a man assaulted her and was hiding inside. When police searched the house, they found him hiding in a closet. The man pointed a gun at the officers, and that's when they shot and killed him. We're working to find out who that man is, but we can tell you that no officers were injured. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News in Sampson County.
We're also getting more information in the overnight hours about the mass shooting in Maine that left at least 15 people dead and dozens more hurt. Hundreds of law enforcement officials are searching now for a man who police are calling a person of interest in this massacre. Authorities are saying that man is 40-year-old Robert Card, a firearms instructor who was recently treated at a mental health facility after making threats that he would shoot up a military training base. People in several communities are being asked to shelter in place there. Schools, colleges, municipal buildings are all closed right now across that region as this manhunt continues.
And we've learned much more about this shooting in the past few hours. Authorities say the shooter attacked multiple locations, including a bowling alley and a bar. The adjusted death toll of 15 to 20 comes from law enforcement sources. NBC News previously reported 22 dead, citing a police source. A car police were looking for in connection with the shootings was found in a town about 7 miles away. Officials bused witnesses, including children, to a reunification center for families at a middle school a few miles away from the shooting scenes.
And happening now in the WRL Live Center, so many families right now are desperately trying to get information about what happened to their loved ones as we look at a video into our newsroom of one of those shooting scenes. Listen to a father whose son manages the bar where the shooting happened. He says he is not able to locate his son.
When I wake up to the true facts that my son is dead, and I know he's dead, I know it as well as I know I'm standing here telling you, because he's not here and he's not at any other hospital and he's not running the streets, or he would have called us because he manages Shamingi's. So I know he was there.
Leroy Walker is actually a councilman there in Lewiston, Maine. He, like so many families, still waiting for information about their loved ones this morning. Of course, we'll keep you updated here in the WRL Live Center.
All right. Thank you, Ken. And we're following this story closely as more details unfold. Coming up in 10 minutes, a witness describes hiding from the shooter after he entered the bowling alley.
Auto workers who are striking against Ford are getting ready to go back to work. The UAW and the automaker have reached a tentative deal to end the weeks-long strike. The tentative agreement includes 25% pay raises and other significantly enhanced benefits. The deal still needs union leadership approval and a majority vote from the Ford 57,000 UAW workers. The UAW is also negotiating with General Motors and Stellantis as their strike continues.
700,000 state employees and their families may soon lose coverage of popular weight loss drugs on their health plans. State health plan leaders are meeting this afternoon to vote on whether to cover drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy. Staff recommended the change, citing cost concerns. Those costs went from $3 million 2 years ago to $14 million this year. More than 20,000 plan members use the drugs. Teachers, state employees, retirees, and their families are all under this health plan. That meeting starts this afternoon at 1:30. Also happening today, a new advocacy center for child abuse prevention and intervention services is opening in Raleigh. Nonprofit organization Safe Child is hosting a ribbon cutting at 10 o'clock this morning for its new facility on Kidd Road. The organization says the new building will help serve more children and families with education and support programs. Safe Child's executive director says the expanded facility will help it better coordinate its efforts.
So it's both unifying our organization as well as expanding our programs and services to truly meet the demand and need in Wake County.
And Safe Child expects to serve 1,200 children and more than 30,000 families each year in the new facility.
8:41 is the time right now on our Thursday. We have more reaction this morning after that mass shooting in Maine.
And it's sad that we sit here and watch this happen time after time after time after time, and nobody does anything about it.
All the way from the other coast, straight ahead reaction from the Sacramento Kings coach after finding out about the deadly shooting after their opening game of the season.
And the Smithsonian wants to hear stories about women who've inspired you, how your story could end up in one of their exhibits.
And we'll give you a live look at Andrew this morning. Temperatures are warming up. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when we could see record highs. Is the time right now. Look at this beautiful postcard shot. There was a time just recently at the State Fair, met some folks from Goldsboro, said, we love this camera view. Every time we see it, it is just gorgeous. So good morning to you there in Goldsboro. Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRO Severe Weather Center right now with a look. Take us out to the airport there.
Yeah, I love that Goldsboro view, yeah, too. The way that camera is angled, we catch that sunrise. That's one of the first ones we can see the sunrise on our dozens of cameras. It's really nice. This is a live look, of course, at the airport. A little bit of high, thin cloud cover out there, but that's not going to be anything that's going to keep our temperatures from warming up a lot today. We've had official reports of some fog at the airport, but you can see none of that is actually happening, at least right here at Terminal 2. 53 is our temperature. Look at that. We jumped to 80 degrees by 3 p.m. Checking current temperatures. Haven't seen a big warm up just yet, but as we get into the 9 o'clock hour, we're giving it a few more minutes. We're going to start to see those temperatures bouncing pretty quickly. It's still 45 in Roxboro, looking at mostly low to mid 50s elsewhere. Temperatures are continuing to run in some places 5 to 10 degrees warmer than yesterday, but we're not seeing a whole lot of change in our southern counties right now. Around town, 80 in Raleigh, 79 in Durham, and 83 in Fayetteville. A big warm air mass sitting to our west. Temperatures today here are going to be 10 degrees above normal. You can see the yellow coated colors here. The orange back to the west comes sliding in over the weekend. It's going to bounce us up another 5 degrees. So a good chunk of the country is seeing warm temperatures. But look what happens behind that warm air. Here comes the cold air. And right here is the front. That's the difference between the two right there. And there's some rain associated with that. We're going to see a big drop in our temperatures by early next week and possibly some rain along with it. The models have not been in any good agreement about that so far. Friday, we're not likely to hit a record, but we could tie the record on Saturday. 86 for the temperature, 86 for the record, 85 Sunday for the high. The record's 83, so we're going to be at or breaking records over the weekend. With all this pretty weather, it's going to be nice to spend some time outside before we see that chill coming our way. Take advantage tonight and tomorrow night. Hurricanes play. Should be really nice in the parking lot ahead of the games for a little bit of tailgating. Game time, 7 o'clock. Temperatures will be in the low 70s. South Carolina State plays at NC Central. Lovely night for football at 7 o'clock, 70 degrees, and we'll see those temperatures dropping on into the 60s. Football Friday, also lovely, a bit warm at the start of the game, but by 8 o'clock, we should be dropping into the 70s as that sunsets will cool off nicely. Here's our front that is coming our way eventually. That high-pressure system has been blocking it all week long. Monday, we stay warm at 83, but for Halloween, we could drop all the way to 59 for the high temperature. Trick-or-treat time temperatures are likely to be in the mid-50s, and we'll see variably cloudy skies, could be a bit breezy. There is a small chance that we could see some rain. The computer models are still a little at odds with the timing of the precipitation that we could see with that front. So we're watching it right now. We're keeping the rain out of the forecast.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. We're hearing from more witnesses of the mass shooting in Maine. A man named Brandon says he had just entered the bowling alley 10 minutes before the shooter walked through the doors and started firing his weapon.
Just normal night of bowling, and out of nowhere, he just came in and there was a loud pop. Thought it was a balloon. I had my back turned to the door. And as soon as I turned and saw that it was not a balloon, he was holding a weapon, I just booked it. Down the lane, and I slid basically into where the pins are and climbed up in the machine and was on top of the machines for about 10 minutes until the cops got there.
And Brandon says that he heard at least 10 gunshots while he was hiding.
Sacramento Kings coach Mike Brown is calling for change after learning about the mass shooting in Maine.
It's a sad day. It's a sad day for our country. It's a sad day in this world. And until we decide to do something about it, the powers that be, this is going to keep happening. And our kids aren't going to be able to enjoy what the United States is about because we don't know how to fix a problem that's right in front of us.
Kings beat the Utah Jazz Wednesday night in the season opener, but Coach Brown says there's really nothing to celebrate after Wednesday night's tragedy.
It's been about 2 months since the body of Alicia Watts was found in the woods behind a Montgomery County cemetery. A $1 million bond is set for the man charged with her murder. James Dunmore was in court yesterday, and the district attorney in the case announced they will not seek the death penalty for him. If he makes bond, he would get out of jail with an ankle monitor. WREL spoke with friends and family of Alicia Watts who say they are not satisfied with this outcome. Dunmore will appear in court again in January.
CDC is expanding meningitis vaccine options. A committee voted to recommend Pfizer's meningitis vaccine could be used as an option to protect people from five of the most common kinds of bacteria that cause the disease. With this option, a patient could get a two-dose shot instead of four. The vaccine would be for people ages 16 through 23 who are healthy. The CDC will still need to accept the committee's recommendation to make it official.
It's not even Halloween yet, but Mother Nature has already brought an early dose of winter weather to North Dakota. Look at this. Snow fell there yesterday, and it's expected to continue through today. Several towns are expected to get 9 to 16 inches of snow by tomorrow morning. As the snow falls, people are getting out their shovels, their snow blowers, and plows to clear their sidewalks and driveways. A winter wonderland.
What a scene. Some young adults will be able to get their high school diplomas online for free. Anyone between 18 and 24 years of age who lives in Halifax, Hertford, Northampton, or Wayne counties can apply. The online self-paced program is offered through Excel Adult High School. Students accepted to the program will receive a success coach as well. In Australia, a windsurfer's camera caught the moment he collided with a massive whale off the coast of Sydney. Jason Breen was surfing Wednesday morning when that happened. The whale breached and dragged him underwater. 55-year-old's GoPro camera was on, thankfully, as a whale calf just came right up out of the surface.
I saw the head come out, then I saw the rest of the body come out, and then I saw the whole thing above me. And at about that stage, I've got to be honest, I thought I was in trouble.
Crikey! I'm sure he said that. Body rolling with that whale. He says he was trapped underwater for what felt like a lifetime. He resurfaced when his arm strap snapped. So that allowed him to get free there. I love the fact that there's another camera angle of that happening. The wide shot there, not just the GoPro.
I mean, some people never see these whales breach like that. This man was hit by one. What are the chances? I'm glad he's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
All right. Oh, dear. Check this out. Surveillance cameras inside a school caught an unusual visitor on campus. You can see the deer dashing through the halls. It happened in Pennsylvania. School officials say a teacher was inside the classroom with students when it darted in. Classrooms were evacuated. Nobody was hurt. Oh, boy. Yeah. Not the right place, buddy. Well, do you know a woman who has inspired you to think differently? The Smithsonian wants to hear about it. The team there is looking for exhibits for its Smithsonian American Women's History Museum. Anyone can submit a woman's story to be included. The exhibit is set to open in March in digital form only, but a physical location is also being planned. That'll take at least 10 years, though.
Clayton's Harvest Festival is back today for the 71st time. It's a free event open to the public, begins at 5 p.m., runs through Sunday. You can park at Clayton High School's upper lot, and a shuttle will take you right to the festival. Expect carnival rides, a car show, Latin American festival, barbecue competition, food, music, vendors. It's all there for you. Before we head off the break, here's a look at your winning NC Education lottery numbers. We'll check weather and traffic up next.